Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, it's Anita. I've gotten better with my timing. Now I'm only 5 seconds off. Hashtag goals. Okay, yeah, I'm just being silly. But these past couple of days have been crazy. So there was Charlottesville with the protest and Trump's response, and it's like, and the protesters, what Charlemagne the God likes to call vanilla ISIS, I like to call them cornflakes, because, and also CAC, which is a reference to a Chris Rock joke that, because this is G-rated, I can't say. So what happened? Alt-right and KKK converge. But because they are cornflakes, which are more conservative snowflakes, they were not very organized with it. Yes, they got the paperwork, which according to Trump is like, well, they had a permit. They also had rifles and tiki torches, hence the Tiki Torch Terrorist name. And there is also a song dedicated to them called Tiki Torch Nazis. Wear your robe. I'm not saying it's as a black female in the South, you know, it's like an aversion. You're not sure which one you have more of an aversion to, police or KKK. But old school KKK wore their robes. They went out at night to terrorize. They did not go out in broad daylight with nothing covering them up, in khakis, and when confronted, run. Or, well, I'm getting death threats and I don't know why. We all know what the KKK is. It is a domestic terrorist organization. Everybody knows. So for the people in it, it's like, okay, I get being proud of your race, of your group. You have your, you know, your German, your, but when you say white, especially in this day and age, and given the history of how you got said, power, ex-name. No. So the cornflakes protested. Somebody got, two cops got killed, and now I'm wondering, okay, where were the Blue Lives Matter people? And then there was the bystander who was protesting against them, who died with the car crash. But and it was a noble death, because she was standing up to good, and, you know, some crazy person hit her with a car. The Tiki Torch cornflakes protested in an age of social media, and there were retributions. Freedom of speech is not freedom from consequence, and they forgot that. So, again, going back to what I said earlier about the crying, it's like, I got death threats, and I don't know. You were marching around a treasonous statue, because let's face it, they wanted to secede from the Union over slavery, states' rights to have slaves, because slaves were cheap labor back in the day. So you were protesting in a terrorist organization. Yes, you had freedom to protest, but you didn't think you were going to have retributions. You didn't think in this age, again, this age of social media, that people wouldn't send your picture everywhere like 2 seconds after it happened. You didn't think people would be mad. I mean, this is a redoing of the 60s, because people didn't fix. They fixed as much as they could, but they didn't continue to fix. Because the 60s, during the civil rights marches and Martin Luther King, they took steps. And then somewhere along the 70s, 80s, it's like, they slacked. They lulled and got comfortable. And then Obama came, and then it re-flared up. It's like very vulgar, sort of like herpes. I've never had herpes, but it's like, you know, you can never really cure it, and every now and then it fires up, and that's what happened. People, and I've deleted somebody because they were like, it's Obama's fault. It's like, no, this has been going on for years. I've had people be socially conscious in the early 2000s, like before Obama, dropping in white people, and it wasn't like quoting a Jay-Z song. It was, why are these ends here? Oh, not you. Like, I'm a black person. How can, why do you feel so comfortable dropping that to insult another black person around me and think it's a compliment? So the vanilla ISIS got kicked out of school. They got fired. A cameraman confronted them. Oh, I just thought this would be fun. What? And these same tiki torches or cornflakes would not go to war to fight, which is a perfect segue to regular ISIS. Yes, you have vanilla and you have regular. It's like Coke. You have to find humor in this. Otherwise, it's just like you'll cry. And you just get to the point where it's like, at least old school, okay, and they also burnt down wood, old school KKK. They would get out, they would find it, they would use their own wood to come to your house. They would not go through going to Home Depot or any miscellaneous store that sells home goods to buy some made in Japan Polynesian stuff, appropriated Polynesian trees. No, they go out in their backyard and cut it down. You know, hey, you put in the work to burn it. I'm still scared, but I can respect that. I can respect that fear. I can respect that determination to hate me that much. It's like, oh, okay, cool. Regular ISIS, Barcelona, and a couple of cities outside of it, right? They had the Crusades 1,000 years. Nobody was alive 1,000 years ago, so. But it's probably in their history book. I've never been to Spain. But regular ISIS owns their stuff. It's like, yeah, we did it. We own it. You know, we're going to claim responsibility. We're not going to hide. Yeah, we may wear this stuff, but it's only because we don't want to get sand in our mouths, not because we are ashamed. We will even put it on network television, send the beheading of reporters. Again, not saying it's right, but they owned what they did. They accepted the consequences of if they get caught by the UN or they get caught by Spanish officials and go to they believe they are willing to die for their cause. These tiki torches can't even deal with being kicked out of school. Vanilla ISIS, no. It's like, no. So, according to the BBC, yeah, the British Broadcasting Channel, 13 people died. This was Wednesday night. And according to this, it was a 12-strong terror cell that carried out 2 attacks in Spain, but the big one was Barcelona. They also blew up in Alcanar. A woman died in a second vehicle attack in the town of Cambrillas. But there were 5G, they were shot dead, and they believe they're going to heaven. They were willing to die for cause. It's like, okay, yeah. But Europe is, after World Wars, a couple of World Wars, it's like, eh. Again, going back to the whole London bombing, it's like, eh. We've already done this. We did 4 years of this. Okay. But not all Islamic people are terrorists. To say that is to say all Christians are KKK. I'm not Muslim, but I do feel like because of these radicals, people have this idea about Muslims, and it's like, well, can't non-Christians have the same view of Christianity? Because the KKK, again, going back to the cross, they use a symbol of a Jewish person died on, and it sort of turns people away from Christianity. They claim they're Christians. They hate it. If Jesus is love and you say you hate everybody who's not white, how can you say you're Christian? Yeah. Question of the day. And since we're going to be talking more about death, because it's just that time, you know, last episode was about, this one's about innocent people being killed in terrorist acts. At least these deaths are not really happy, but they're sensible deaths. And some people would say, well, how are they sensible? Because they died of old age. Dick Gregory was a black comedian who spoke about social commentary. Joe Morden, the dad from Scandal actually played him in a one-man play, if I can remember correctly. And he died at 84. Black people age, that's old. I mean, most black people don't live, you know, blood pressure, diabetes, blah, 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 you know, par for course. So he lived 84 and he died. He tried to do good. I guess if I could describe, he wasn't like Richard Pryor famous, but they both made social comments about civil rights. But Dick Gregory was more civil activist who did comedy versus a comedian who was active in civil rights. So, yeah, this was early this morning, last night. And then earlier today, Jerry Lewis died. Jerry Lewis was 91. Again, old deaths are not, they're like a shock but not a surprise. It's like, okay, he was almost 100. You know, I can't, it's like the quickness of it. Because it's like, oh, it was, and then it's like 5 minutes later. Like when Farrah Fawcett, Michael Jackson died. Farrah Fawcett died earlier today, and then it was like, Michael Jackson. What? And that's how it is. It's like there are two major ones who died so quickly, and they were such a part of America. And I guess for mainstream America, Jerry's death hurts more because he was a part of the Rat Pack, and he did the original Nutty Professor. And his philanthropic acts are like, oh, he's a part of it. So I guess this is, again, a racist. Dick Gregory seems more black people things. I have to say, you know, everybody knows Jerry Lewis. I mean, even if it's for the remake, the Eddie Murphy remaking Nutty Professor in the 90s. But everybody, like, knows Jerry Lee and then those annual specials he does. So he's like such an embedded fabric of it, you know, that it's like, oh my God. But then it wasn't a, like when Prince died, it was random, even though in the back, nobody could really picture Prince being 70, 90 in heels singing Purple Rain. Like he was just this monumental star who just burned out. He was so good at everything. That his death, the way he was, like if people knew he had cancer, it's like, oh my God, they hope he gets better, but you had time. Same with Dick Gregory and Jerry Lee, we had time to mentally prepare for it because they reached old age. I mean, after any, people might say it's callous, but it seems like any death after 70 or 75, it's like, oh. It's not as, and especially because you think old age. And when you're young, when you're in your 20s, 40s, like, oh, okay, or 65, that's old. But when you're a teenager, 35, that's old. But when it's legitimate old, like Social Security age, it's like, oh. The 32-year-old who died, I mean, I lived past, I'm 34, so it's like, oh, that's young. And even with Tupac, he was 27. And before 27 seemed old because I was 14 when he died. Anyway, enough about death. Hopefully, I got like 1 minute left, but maybe so. Hopefully something good happens before the next episode. And I can talk about light stuff, like, or at least vent about non-negative death, every death stuff. Because death stuff is tiring. Even when it's old, it's like, like I used to watch reruns of Jerry Lewis stuff and read up about Dick Gregory because of Joe Morton. So, and now in the back of my head, I'm like, it's less than 24 hours. Who's next? Who's going to complete the trifecta? Because everybody's like, well, death comes in three. I was like, okay, so it's going to do the three deaths in 24 hours? Who knows? I'm Anita. This is Rambles. Thank you for listening. Bye.